agenda item C, a general discussion. And, of the, and part of that will be our 2016 meeting schedule discussion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jim Onsworth. I can briefly let you know who I met with in Washington, D.C. last week. Or...
Sure, I think that would be great, Director.
Okay. I went back Sunday evening and spent the 4 days in D.C. Had face-to-face meetings with Senators Murray and Cantwell, and then with Representatives Del Benny, Larson, Herrera Butler, Newhouse, Kilmer, and Heck. And so we had good discussions with everyone. One of our main topics of interest was hatchery genetic management plans and making sure that we got support to move them forward and support in the budget, and then it's in the House budget, but in the Senate budget, that they could pick up that $4 million to help NOAA gear up on that. We have gotten confirmation from NOAA that they're hiring 3 people, and so they are gearing up and getting ready to go on those. We got confirmation from the Fish and Wildlife Service that they would have the capacity, at least on these steelhead ones, to do the Section 7 consultation that we need on for bull trout. So we're feeling good about those, the progress on those plans. We also met with Fish and Wildlife Service. We met with the NOAA administrator and also the Park Service. And of course, you can predict what those topics were, but covered a lot of ground with Fish and Wildlife Service on wolves and grizzly bears, and the Park Service on grizzly bears, and of course NOAA on the habitat or the hatchery genetic management plans. All in all, I think it was time well spent. Good opportunity for me to meet some people and met our lobbyists and others, support people back there and the governor's staff. So it was a good week. The prior week I spent at the Pacific Salmon Commission meetings. And of course, I think most of you know we're kicking off those new set of negotiations. Bill Anderson is on board, and I think the governor is going to reappoint Phil as commissioner. I'm going to be shadowing and learning for the next year at least, and then next December we'll make a decision whether I will go ahead and become the commissioner or Phil will hang on through the rest of the negotiations. So that's the status of that. Those are the bigger items, I think, for the last couple of weeks. And I guess next week we'll meet for our commission meeting and we can visit about other items.
Good report. Good job.
Mr. Vice Chair, can I give an update? Yeah. I'm at the Fish and Wildlife Service Center in Shepherdstown, West Virginia right now, and the purpose is that there's 200 folks coming from around Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. to look at how do we inspire the next generation about getting in the outdoors. So in a follow-up, some of your stuff, Director, I'm having dinner with John Jarvis tonight. And the NOAA and the Fish and Wildlife Director too. So I'll reinforce some of your meetings last week here. But I hope to bring back from this meeting, and this is not paid for by the state. This is on a board that I'm back in D.C. So I will bring back for our purposes some ideas in terms of what we're looking at on how to get the next generation in the outdoors more. So. It's 80 degrees, by the way, in West Virginia today. So.
Well, Brad, I want you to feel good about being there because it's 42 here. We're supposed to have 3 inches of rain tomorrow and lots of wind. So happy trails. So.
I'm back Sunday.
Yeah. Any other discussion to follow up with that?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Thorburn.
Mr. Thorburn.
Yeah, last week I attended the annual working groups for sharp-tailed grouse and then the second one on sage grouse. These are collaborative meetings that involve department personnel who are the leads, other agencies and nonprofits that are involved with recovery of species, both of which are state listed. Of course, the highly attended meeting and one of most interest was Peter Sagegrass meeting after the not warranted decision last September. There was still good attendance from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There will still be grant funding available for the recovery activities that the state's carrying out. Under the previous warranted but deferred decision, the state had a distinct population status for greater sagegrass. That was removed by the current not warranted decision, and service representatives explained a little bit about that decision-making process. I think overall we felt fairly encouraged that the state's work on the recovery of these two species is will continue to be supported by the federal government. The state wasn't included. The State Bureau of Land Management wasn't included in the work that the other state BLM doing for a greater sagegrass recovery. But our Bureau of Land Management is working on its regional management plan and is including a lot of the strategies in it. So anyway, a little report on two of our state listed species.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. The last item we have today would be the schedule for our 2016 meetings, which I think most of you have. I guess I would suggest that we all view that, see how it matches up with our personal schedules, and I think we can talk about it again at our meeting next week. Does anyone have any objection to that?
No, that sounds fine to me.
I would like to make one change to the calendar that you all have. I would like to recommend that we move the August meeting to the first week, so it would be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, rather than the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay.
And then other suggestion is if we decide not to go with the proposed three-day meetings as we discussed in September, that we keep those same weeks but just do the normal Friday-Saturday dates so we don't have to come back again to get, you know, get this approved. We really need to get this done.
You want us to approve it next week, Tammy?
Like that.
Can you print out a new one then for the August date changes so
yep.
we can all have that?
I will get it done today and send it out to you in the mail, or send it out to you email.
Anyone have any disagreement with that?
No.
So, and just as a reminder, the three-day meetings, Jay Holzmiller, you know, had issues with those, so I only put two of them on the schedule for next year, and he obviously would likely not be able to attend those, so that may, you know, help to make a decision whether we do the three-day meetings or just continue with our two-day meetings.
All right.
Mr. Chair, this is Jim. Caney.
Yeah, Jim.
One suggestion, and I don't know, I don't want to disrupt Tammy's schedule too much, but we might be able to help Commissioner Holzmiller if we had, like, that August meeting in Asotin or Clarkston. Just an idea.
Instead of having a September meeting over there, do it in August, Jim? Is that your...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That then he wouldn't have to take as much time off work to travel.
That's a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So then do the September back in Olympia.
Yeah. Anyone have any objection to that? We can have Tammy go ahead and print it out that way.
That would be... I'm fine. Okay. I like that idea.
Okay, sounds good.
This is Commissioner Kenny. I had one quick question.
Go ahead, Jay.
The meeting in February, I can't remember, but was that canceled just the schedule just didn't work out, or do we normally not meet in February?
It's just that because the January meeting is so late in the month, it's the 22nd and 23rd. It would have just pushed us so far out in February and then traveling to Moses Lake in March. We can certainly add one or add an extra conference call, but whatever you guys
want. I was just curious. Normally we meet, I think, 9 months out of the year, and so this puts us on an 8-month meeting schedule, maybe for discussion next week. Maybe we should consider meeting in May, or even, I hate to say July because it's the middle of summer, but I've always wondered why we never didn't meet in May, and maybe an 8-month schedule is fine, but just something to think about.
Yeah, we can sure talk about it, that's for sure. So are there any other items that any of the commissioners want to bring up, or the director?
Mr. Vice Chair, one more comment on the calendar. It strikes me that this November meeting next week will be the last meeting we'll have in Olympia until April. If we're going to Vancouver in January, not having a meeting in February, Moses Lake in March, that means our next Olympia meeting after November would be April, which means virtually the entire ledge session will go by before we have a chance to be there. Just a thought.
That's
sometimes
a good point.
It's very helpful for commissioners to go in and talk with legislators while they're in Olympia. So something to consider.
So if we were to have a meeting in February, does anybody have would the 18th, 19th, or the week of the 12th, 13th?
Tammy, you'll have to check because Director Unsworth and myself and Bob Kehoe will have to be at Pacific Salmon Commission meetings.
Yeah.
I don't know. Director, do you know, is it the week of the 8th through 12th? Or I don't have the agenda yet.
It's the 15th. Isn't it in January?
Well, there's one in January and there's one in February. There's one in Vancouver, B.C., and the other one's in Portland. So we just need to work around that because there's several of us have to be gone.
Okay. All right, I'll check.
We can talk about that next week unless anyone has any further reason to drill down on this today, because it sounds like we got some moving pieces here.
Yeah.
All right. If no one has any other discussion points, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Vice Chair, I'd like to call a session of our executive committee after we adjourn. So the members of the commission who are not on the executive committee can hang up. But I'd like to talk with the executive committee about something.
Okay.
And just as a note, Miranda, Connie's not on the call.
Oh, he isn't?
No, he sent a note last night saying he would not be on the call.
Okay. Well, it'll be short.
Okay.
It'll be very brief, and I'd like to ask the director to stay on the call with us.
Sure.
Does that work for you? Does that work for your schedule, director?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
well, that being
Larry,
the case,
can you call me when you're done with that call at the office?
Yeah, I will do that, Bob.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm still on.
I'm going to adjourn the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting. November 6th, 2015 at 8:51.
Thanks, Larry.